When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream, connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a funky Flashback Friday. Special guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Rob, you remember Desmond Mason, former NBA player?
Yes.
Now he's a big-time artist. And you might remember that. I think I did a story on him when he was a player about his art. He really into his art. Did he win the dunk contest, Rob G.? Yeah, he was a dunk contest winner.
Wow.
Good player.
And now he's an artist, huh?
Yeah.
What kind of art do we know? Contemporary or I'm just trying to figure out. What is he?
I think it was contemporary. I believe it was contemporary.
Okay.
Curious. We'll get into that with him at the bottom of this hour. We'll talk some NBA too. But Rob, let's start with it's Jackie Robinson Day. All around Major League Baseball, everybody's wearing number 42. Beyond Jackie Robinson Day, it's the 75th anniversary of when he broke into the big leagues, which obviously is huge. And Today, though, in New York, they also unveiled the Tom Seaver statue in front of Citi Field. The statue is phenomenal.
Beautiful.
One of the better ones I've seen, Rob. I really feel that way. They're all nice.
And they really captured that's Tom Seaver's motion. Yep. You know, Chris, and I grew up, you know, in Queens, and I used to take the number 7 train, the E train to the number 7 train to the old Shea Stadium. Me and my buddies, all my friends we grew up with in the neighborhood. My team was called the Black Cats, Chris. For $5 in those days, we go see what? Because they were called the Black Cats?
Racist.
Was that your team? That was your little league name?
It was our neighborhood team, the Black Cats.
That's got to be
so
racist.
So y'all made that name up?
Yes.
Did you play Little League?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That was the team before Little League started.
Like
but anyway,
just the team in your little neighborhood.
In the neighborhood back then. Right, yeah, right. You know that. You used to have teams like that. But in those days, we used to go watch Tom Seaver pitch. When he pitched, Mets had a chance to win, so it was a big deal when
Which
he was
a
pitching.
Rarity.
Exactly, back in the 70s. It was tough. And so I love the statue. I love everything about it. He should be honored. He's one of the greatest Met. And he's a Hall of Famer. I can't say anything negative about Tom Seaver because he was that great.
Right.
But
right.
Today the Mets made a mistake. Today was not Tom Seaver's day, Chris. It was Jackie Robinson Day. And Bud Selig, a number of years ago, decided to do this when they retired every number 42 on every team. Everybody today is wearing the 42, even in the Dodgers colors. Chris, no matter what color your uniform is, I mean, it's a special day. It's not just about baseball. And for you younger listeners, you need to just take a couple of minutes and really Google and watch something and find out about Jackie Robinson and what he meant and where this country was in 1947. Chris, it's 20 years before the Civil Rights Movement. You know how bad it was to be a black man in this country in 1947?
Yeah, Rob, I always say, I mean, obviously, you can't overstate what Dr. Martin Luther King and all the civil rights titans did, but you got to give props to Jackie Robinson and other black athletes of that era.
Yep.
Because what they did to, move African-Americans into the mainstream, that can't be overstated either. Like, without Jackie, that was a major part of race relations.
There are
no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Like people might say, oh, it was just a game, it's just a sport. Some of the people don't even watch right now. That was humongous. It can't be overstated.
And the one thing is, which I loved in the movie 42, and if you want to, if you haven't seen the whole story or you don't know Jackie Robinson's story, Chris, that's a good movie to watch. 42.
Right. Oh, yeah.
It really is.
Entertaining as well as informative.
And right, both. And the thing I loved the most was they didn't try to make Branch Rickey out to be a saint, that he was going to change the world, Chris. He saw all these black people walking around Brooklyn and none were at his ball game.
Right.
None.
Right.
Seriously.
Right.
And he's like, these people walking by, they got money. What are we doing?
Yep.
And he wanted to sell tickets. And they went and they got, and there were teams that wanted to pull out of the league, didn't want to play against Brooklyn the whole nine yards. And Jackie had to turn the other cheek and deal with a lot. There's no doubt he had a premature death, Chris, from the stress and
How
what he
went
through.
How old was he when through. He died, roughly?
I've got to look at it again. I don't have the exact number.
Yeah, but he did
But
die.
You know, he died young.
You felt he died prematurely?
Yeah.
Hey, it's easy to look it up. I'll look it up now. But his widow's still alive.
She is amazing.
Yeah,
she's going to turn 100 years old, Chris.
Oh, yeah. He was 53, Rob.
Yeah, he was young.
I didn't remember he was that young.
He was young.
Yeah.
She's 100.
Yeah, that's my age.
She's going to be 100, Chris.
Wow.
I'm almost positive.
Yeah, because he was born in 1919.
Look at her.
Yeah,
look at Rachel.
Is going to be. Yeah.
I think Rachel Robinson is going to be 100 this year, which is and she's great looking.
Wow.
She looks wonderful.
She does. That wow.
Am I right?
Yeah, because I've seen her within the last few years. You know, at a game or some ceremony. And
Chris,
wow,
July 19th, 1922. She's going to be 100 on July 19th.
That's incredible. And so she's lived 50 years essentially without Jackie.
Yep.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. And that's powerful, Rob. Because I had forgotten he died that young, but the stress on him. And for him, he had to be, I even hate that he had to go through this, because he should have been able to just show the full range of human emotion.
Right.
Right? If he's angry, he can be angry.
But
if he doesn't like that somebody called him this or that, he could show, like, that's what human beings, regardless of your race, should be able to do. Not that you're just running off going crazy, but, you know, like, you're human. And he couldn't be that while he was playing baseball. He had to always be at his A-plus game, right? I don't mean playing, although he had to perform as well. But think, Rob, we talk about the pressures on athletes today, and there are pressures on them. But he had to go out there and play great baseball because he was representing a whole segment of the country, a whole race of people. And everybody was looking at him as the example and the end all for what blacks can and can't do.
That's exactly what was on his plate. And black people flocked to the ballpark, Chris, when Jackie Robinson came to town. It became, you know, a part of black culture. And some of the owners, I remember reading, the Tigers had a racist owner, Chris, who would quadruple the price of the tickets to try to stop black people from coming in when, like, Larry Doby, who was a black player for the Cleveland Indians, you know, and was the second black player in the major leagues. Like, when black players came to Detroit, he would, like instead of it being 50 cents, it's $2.50 to get in. Like, stuff like that.
Well, Rob, this is often talked about. You know this. Our good friend Bill Roden wrote from formerly of the New York Times. He was a colleague of mine there when I worked there. He wrote the book, $40 Million Slaves. And in his book, he kind of lamented, you know, you had the Negro Leagues back
then. Right.
And some great, I mean, obviously, you look at the contributions of African-Americans to the game of baseball, you know it was great. You know, because all the great black players would have been in the Negro Leagues at that time.
Right.
So you know
Hank
just
Aaron
as good.
Played in the Negro League. Yeah, and then went to the major leagues and look what he did.
And you know, Rob, that the story is that Jackie Robinson was not the best player in the Negro League.
No,
he was the one that they felt had the personality and the demeanor and the credentials because of his education and everything.
He went to UCLA. You know, right.
Yep.
He was.
I hate to even put it this way, to be acceptable. White America. I hate to even put it that way, but that's the truth.
He wasn't the best player, right?
Right. And he went and lit it up in Major League Baseball. But Rob, people look at it, and I know it's hindsight now, but you had obviously blacks in high places in the Negro League.
Sure, they were general managers.
Right.
They owned teams.
Yeah, they were doing all that. Do you think, and again, it's easy to say in hindsight, but some people say it would have been better had they been able to negotiate instead of just letting Jackie, you know, Jackie Robinson's going in, and suddenly soon other players were going in, and the Negro Leagues obviously disbanded.
Right.
Could they have negotiated, like, you know, okay, a merger, even though obviously they didn't have the stature and the clout that the major leagues had, but could they have done something like that? And we're just fantasizing right now.
I don't know where you would have had
more blacks in higher places.
I don't think so in 1947, Chris, because of what we were just talking about, civil rights and how black people, you're talking about separate water fountains. They aren't going to come to the table and sit with black people and say, oh, yeah, you know, we'll pay you for Jackie and we'll put a Negro League team in the American, I'm with you. It would have been a great thing, but I don't think at that time it was.
It would have been difficult. It might have been, I mean, yeah, it would have been You're right. It would have been like, yeah. I mean, almost a completely black team in Major League Baseball would have been, you know, it would have caused craziness. But money talks, you know, and they, like you said, Branch Rickey wanted that black money.
He did. He was in Brooklyn.
And again, I totally get it. It is easy to say in hindsight. So I'm not saying they should have done it. You know, they should have done it, but it's easy to say right now. But it's just, you know, when you think about the things we talk about, not only in baseball, but all the sports, lack of black managers, lack of black coaches, lack of black owners, obviously no owners, or very few owners.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's where it would have been nice had it been able to be more of a partnership. Now, we would have had to stand up and demand it because they weren't going to give it to us for sure. But, you know, it's just something to think about when you look at situations like this. Rob, I got a quick story, too.
Yep.
My dad, I don't know if I ever shared this with you. My dad actually studied to be a priest, a Catholic priest.
A Catholic priest,
yeah.
Really?
So for 2 years in high school, two of his years, he went to seminary, Catholic seminary.
Wow.
To be a priest. And he was, you know, he was there 2 years. He's popular. I've looked at all his photos. He was an athlete.
Right.
You know, had a lot of friends and all that. And one of just a handful out of like 150 guys, only a couple African Americans.
I was going to say, couldn't have been.
If
not
that,
to be a priest,
I think,
back,
right.
Your dad might have been.
Even, I don't know I if he was the only one.
He right. might have been one of two, Chris. You
right.
Know,
oh,
to
yeah.
Be honest.
Right. Or maybe the only one for all I know. But he's a junior. So he spent his sophomore and junior year there. He's a junior, and one day he's in the gym, and a freshman says to him, "Broussard, why are you so dark?" My dad's slightly darker than me. And my dad says, "Maybe it's because I'm colored." You know, at that time.
Right,
the,
that's
the
what 50s, you that's what
colored,
you identified
right?
yourself. Right.
Right. And he said later that day, everybody was shunning him.
Just
he
like
thought
that.
They knew he was black. He thought they knew he was black.
And they
but
didn't know
apparently
until
they
that,
didn't.
And they
a
didn't
lot
know
of them
until
didn't
that
know.
Point.
Right. And so guys he was friends with.
Stop talking to him.
Cool with teammates on the, yeah, stop, start shunning him, start giving him a cold shoulder.
Oh, I didn't know
they're having a conversation.
Story.
He walks up to him. They leave. Like, all that.
Oh, wow.
So after 2 weeks of this, because, you know, they lived on the campus.
Right.
2 weeks of this, he calls his parents. They come up, and he's sitting in the car with his dad and mom crying.
Right.
And one of his best friends, who was black, came there with him. And he's telling them what happened, and he's crying. And his dad, my grandfather, says to him, "Son, everybody can't be Jackie Robinson."
Wow.
"Come on home."
Is that right?
Yep. And he went home, and now I'm thankful he didn't become a priest.
Right. Oh, yeah. Because you know what? I don't think you would be around. That
right,
would be a,
right. I wouldn't
would be
around. If he was a good priest, I wouldn't.
Right. That would be a pretty liberal order if he was a priest. Yeah. And wait a minute. You're a priest. Right. How many kids do you have?
Right. So it worked out. But, yeah, that's
wow.
That's the story, man. That's
and,
a big
and
story.
And that, just like that, everybody can't be Jackie Robinson.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. That's what he said to him.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
All right.
It's the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob, look, Jackie Robinson Day, call us up, share your thoughts.
Yep.
We threw a lot out there. Your turn to weigh in, 877-996-6369. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Picks app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream, connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to do my game.
That's my game.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, it's one place to go. It's called the Zone, AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination, offering free battery services like free battery testing and charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, go to AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. We got Desmond Mason joining us in a few moments, but first, we'll take a few of your calls. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We're talking Jackie Robinson Day, 75th anniversary.
Hey, a buddy of mine, Rod, texted from Denver, Chris, and said, if it wasn't for racism, you wouldn't be around. Just think about that.
That is true. I mean, racist. You know, you hate to hear it that way.
I know, but yeah, that's crazy.
Well, there's a scripture, Romans 8:28. All things work together for good for them that love God.
There you go.
According to his purpose. So it worked out for good. Even that.
Even
what,
that.
What was meant for evil, God used it for good.
That's right.
That's a scripture too. Yep.
All right, Shaq in Richmond, Virginia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Shaq?
What's going on, Rob and Chris? How y'all?
Doing good,
brother. How are you?
Pretty good, man. Rob, of course, you know I'm fairly young. You know, we met in person, but
yes.
All I got to say is, man, like, everybody says, like, they're proud to be black. You know, I'm black and I'm proud. But, you know, it just really gives me, humbles me to see and read and research, you know, on a guy that really chose to, like, honor and put us on his back, so to speak, to break down those barriers. And now we got, you know, hundreds of millionaires of athletes, yep, pro-black athletes, that are able to kind of be comfortable in their own skin because of people like him. So
right.
I'm just in a state of reverence and respect for him, man, because, you know, I'm sure that had to be tough. And if I'm not mistaken, I think his brother, older brother Mac, was presented with the same kind of opportunity, but he was more militant and he couldn't do it, you know, for obvious reasons. Like, I couldn't take that. Like,
is that true, Rob? Do you know?
His brother was in the Olympics, though. I think his brother... we have a story up on MLB Bro, a video, Chris. Check MLBBro.com about Jackie Robinson's brother, who I believe was a track star in the Olympics. I think he was a different personality. And that was the big key for this. You know this, and you brought it up, that they had to pick the right guy,
right,
who was going to be able to deal with what was going to come from teammates, from opponents. I mean, Chris, it could have been an ugly world where if guys did – I mean, this is how ugly it could have been. Every white pitcher that took the mound could have just been Jackie. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, you didn't know what – he didn't know what right. he was in for. Nobody knew what he was in for.
They didn't wear helmets then, Chris, in 1947. If somebody really wanted to hurt him, they could have.
Right.
I mean, I think right. –
Spikes sharper than
yes,
like,
yep, absolutely. I mean, there was a lot of things that he didn't know coming up to the plate. You don't know what guy is just like some crazy guy who said, "Oh yeah, watch and see. I'll take care of this myself." You know?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So it was definitely
fans could have done anything.
Fans could have done stuff
during a
Chris.
Game, after a game, before, like, no.
And you also
crazy.
Know that, like, the hotels wouldn't let the Dodgers stay because of Jackie and his teammates right. and them. They would change hotels. They wouldn't eat. They'd have to eat. Jackie Robinson would have to eat in the kitchen of the restaurant while his teammates were in the dining room. It was awful.
Rob, a lot of our listeners, particularly those who are white or non-black, won't know this. But, you know, like, my mom, her family, they grew up in Louisiana. She grew up in Louisiana. And, you know, when they would drive to see relatives in Arkansas or some other state, Chicago, they'd have to drive at night. They would right. drive at night because they couldn't stay in hotels.
Right.
So you'd have to set everything up because you couldn't just stay in a regular hotel, and obviously you had some black hotels and stuff. But they weren't
everywhere.
They were few and far between, right?
Right. They weren't
like,
everywhere. You didn't have one in every
all
city.
Over the place.
Exactly.
Right.
Right.
So yeah, man. I didn't realize he died at 53.
Yep.
But when you think of all we know about stress and everything like that, how it can impact you, man, you can imagine what he went through, man. Having to hold it all in.
Yep, and he did it and excelled as a player. He wasn't just like
that's
a
the thing
head.
Too. That's the thing too.
He was a great player.
Yes,
Chris.
You could have understood if he had just struggled.
Right,
right. Like, he just couldn't play well in those circumstances, and yet he was able to go out there and be phenomenal.
And we talked about it. He won his first year, the Rookie of the Year, and remember the BBWAA. Had all but one white membership, Chris, and they voted for Jackie Robinson for
yeah,
Rookie
that,
of the
that,
Year.
I got to get him some credit. I don't want to see
him credit.
Just praise him, but you got to get him credit for that.
Am I yeah, right that, back
yeah,
then?
You
all the white
him,
sports writers right. voted for, you know, not I don't know if it was unanimous, but I'm just saying, but he
right.
he was elected.
Right. No doubt. So, all right, we got Desmond Mason joining us in a moment, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my
game. That's my game.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T. Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Our next guest played in the NBA for many years, 10 years, and now is a successful artist. Also won the slam dunk competition. We welcome in Desmond Mason. Desmond, how are you, man?
Desmond, what up?
Man, I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, man. It's great to have you on. And I remember, I don't remember who I was working for. I don't know if it's the New York Times. It may have even been the Akron Beacon Journal. But I did a story on you while you were playing about your art. And now you've taken it to a whole nother level. Tell us about, you know, you as an artist, what type of art you do, and how, you know, what you're doing with it right now.
Yeah, no, I was, I've been an artist since I was about 9 years old. I've progressed from sculpture to ceramics, and then college, I learned, you know, I got more into drawing and painting. During my MBA careers, I became a exhibitor and then also a collector as well. So I would do shows for local charities, things along those lines. And toward the end of my career, I started doing for-profit shows to see what it would be like to and invade that space, life after basketball. So when I kind of felt like that I was done playing, I was able to walk away on what I would say my own terms to go into the world of art. I'd done it for about 5 or 6 years for profit, the last part of my career. And then that's where I've been. I've been touring now all throughout Asia, all throughout Europe, all over the United States and the Caribbean, and also in Mexico as well, doing exhibitions every year. But now we've kind of progressed it in the world of NFTs, which is obviously the new world of art. I think everybody's heard about it. People are still trying to figure out what it necessarily is. But we're kind of in that space with collegiate athletes. My agent, Roger Montgomery, who was I was his first client. He was my agent. We did my career together. And now we're doing business. Life after the game. Now this is 22 years later. We're doing business. And we brought our friend Chris Rutherford on, along with one of my designers, Albert. And we are... We're doing it for the collegiates. We're doing it for the pros and all sports, kind of creating residual income, because not everybody gets the blessing to be a professional athlete. I was one of the lucky ones. But there's a way to just kind of continue to brand build and, you know, become successful beyond that. And so our company, Nosy Creative, is what we founded. And, I mean, we're enjoying it. This has been so amazing. But we're enjoying being able to create – teach and learn ourselves for the next generation of not only athletes but entrepreneurs as well.
Said something that connected with me, because I was 9 years old when I realized I wanted to be a sports writer. And at 9 years old, that's just not, you know, and you with the art at 9 years old. And how did you, you know, like, how did you make that happen for some younger people who might be listening? Because, you know, everybody's playing sports, but you didn't let that go and you kept that apart. I think too many younger kids today focus in on one thing rather than, you know, like, you can do more than one thing. You're not just a basketball player. You're not just a football player. You know that you can have other things. And then, as you did, you know, go into that after that playing days are over.
Yeah, I think that's what, I mean, one, you hit on a point. The irony is, I just spoke to a school, really, really small school. We're talking a Class B, low 1A school here in Oklahoma. And this is a town where I think there's, you know, a handful of red lights, a couple stop signs, some cotton gins. I mean, this is a small town. And a lot of these kids, you know, me being a professional athlete, I was one of the blessed ones, but, you know, I'm not a Kobe Bryant. I'm not a Michael Jordan and those guys. But to them, in their world, they never get to see it. And so that's what I was to them. And so I spoke to them about how important it is to kind of, quote-unquote, diversify your life, not just a portfolio when you make money, your life as well. And that means when I was young, I played every sport. I was diversifying my life when I was young.
Right.
But people get to the point now where they feel like they need to hyper-focus on something, and when it doesn't work out for you, it's just pure tragedy in your head. It is. Because you didn't give yourself an opportunity to see what you were really good at and great at. And so I talk to kids nowadays about not being scared to step out and really, you know, express who you are, whatever it is, singing, music, drawing, painting, whatever it is, dancing, apparel design, just expressing who you are as an individual, because you never know who you can truly be if you don't kind of put it out there. Sometimes the fire gets put out prior to us adding fuel to it. And I think it's important for adults and general population, but also those kids. I try to teach them to don't be scared, but diversify your life. And I think that's important.
That's a great message.
That's absolutely a great perspective.
Chris and I talk about it all the time. We got to stop this digging into one thing, and that's all you are. It's ridiculous.
Right, right.
Yeah, it is. I mean, again, I've seen it over and over and over again. Like I said, I was studying at Oklahoma State to be an art teacher. I worked my butt off in basketball. I was coached by one of the greats, Eddie Sutton. And I wanted to be an art teacher because NBA didn't seem like it was in my future my freshman, sophomore year. But by the end of my junior year, it was starting to become a reality. By my senior year, it was a reality. I wasn't on a second-round draft board, but I knew I could outwork anybody. So I was prepared for it. And so I think all that hard work, my years in the NBA, I was very coachable, and I played for some great coaches, Nate McMillan, Terry Porter, George Karl, Paul Westphal, some great coaches, and with some amazing players. I think that prepped me for life after basketball. So even going out into this venture with this new company with, again, my agent, who is my family, my brother, you know, for him, and I say my brother, we've been through all the thicks and thins. But to do this now, it's like me being a rookie in the world of business. And I'm very prepared for that, as is he and the rest of our team. So we're just excited about it, man. And we're being able to teach the next generation of whatever it is, our artists, entrepreneurs, athletes, and create what we like to say is residual income, which a lot of people forget about, low-hanging fruit. I mean, right. you can make a great life for yourself if you have a good thought process, for sure.
Did you? I'm sure you knew of a lot of guys in the league who also were artists. Did you? You didn't play with him, but Allen Iverson, I did a story on him for ESPN the magazine, and he could really draw. Now, I'm not saying he was on your level, but he drew caricatures. And to the point where I was like, he could actually do this after his career is over if he wanted to. Were you aware that he was an artist, or were there other guys that you encouraged that you saw talent in the league to try to get them to, you know, like you said, explore these other avenues?
Man, there was it wasn't, you know, I didn't know that about Allen, but there was definitely guys that I knew had talent. You know, and I'll just kind of, you know, blast off a couple. Tyson Chandler is an amazing photographer. Most people don't know that. Kevin Durant makes beats. Like, I mean, he is like a Khaled style producer. Like I said, he's making he makes really good beats, for sure.
Wow. Okay.
Joe Smith, when I played with Joe in Milwaukee and in Oklahoma City, Joe Smith is an amazing rapper. Like, I mean, and he writes everything himself. I mean, he's a really good, and
I remember he made a song when he, in Cleveland. Yeah. When they were in the playoffs.
He's very good at that. You know, Vin Baker, probably one of the best singers I've ever been around, along with Victor Oladipo. Those guys can sing their butts off. And so there was a lot of very, very talented guys. The issue is and I kind of broke, I don't want to say I broke the mold, but I just kind of broke out of my shell, is we've been so successful at something for so long. Failure is not an option.
And you never
know if you're going to get the feedback you want when you kind of put yourself out there. And it can break you. Right. I mean, it's tough. And so I did it in Milwaukee where I did a show, and I had a Chicago critic come in from the Tribune. And I knew Milwaukee, Chicago, we didn't necessarily get along in those times in sports. So if he was going to give me a good review, it was going to be legit.
Right.
And he gave me a good review. And that's when I knew, I was like, I got this. I can do this.
Wow.
And that was it for me.
That's great, man. Desmond Mason, check out his art. Where can they check out your art and tell us about it?
My personal stuff is dmasonart.com. And the one thing I'm very, very excited about, like I said, is because we're doing it with universities, individual collegiate athletes, is a company called NOCI Creative. It's NOCI Creative. And it's in the space of the metaverse, digital artwork, obviously NFTs, which is the new wave. And so we're doing it for kids to, you know, it's some NIL situation, but mostly for me, it's creating artwork for them that's residual income forever. It's ongoing, and it's like owning masses of music. And so that's my goal, is to create residual income along with Roger and Chris and the rest of our team, creating residual income for these athletes. And, man, we're proud of what we've accomplished up until this point. And so, man, thank you for having me.
All right.
Yes.
Really, Desmond, yes. Thanks a lot, brother. Good luck with everything.
Absolutely, man. You guys take it easy, bro.
All right, Broussard's Fab Five is next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I love Ring My Bell. Anita Ward, right?
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Rob was, what was this, your wedding song, Rob?
Yeah, right.
Oh, I was like seven, but this was a jam.
My
all right, we're
song.
The Odd Couple, wrapping up a funky Flashback Friday. We're brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Vegas. Your home for live sports. Rob is there now, and that means all sports. Every game, match, race, and competition, it's always on. Now go on and plan your trip at visitlasvegas.com to see the best and brightest in Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Rob, we're going to wrap it up with Broussard's Fab Five.
Are you ready?
Hope you can take the heat like LeBron.
Ah! We're going big.
It's go time.
It's Broussard's Fab Five.
All right, look, these are the five players with the most at stake in these playoffs, and I'm starting here.
Number five.
Kyrie Irving. Wow, Kyrie. Yes, wow. Kyrie. Here's why. Kyrie is like your favorite player's favorite player. Kyrie's Jada Kiss. You know, Kyrie is dope. Oh, street ball legend. Everybody loves him. Best handle ever. Best finisher ever. You know, all the just phenomenal. But real questions are out there. Does Kyrie, can he play winning basketball without LeBron James dragging him to it? Boston didn't really go well. Last year, sat out just on a whim several times. Now he's playing full time. They got the talent to do something in the playoffs. Let's see what Kyrie does. He can seal his legend with a great playoff run here, or he can just continue to be that, you know, that great underground player, you know, real nice, but not getting that love at the highest level. All right,
number
here we go.
Four.
Giannis Antetokounmpo. Here's why.
Gesundheit. Type.
If Giannis wins, he goes to another level, right? He's the definitive, hands down, unquestioned best player in basketball. He doesn't have a super team. He stayed and built it like Jordan. How high could he go? Like, he would become just the total man in the league if they win it again. And then the question becomes, okay, how many is this dude going to win? How high is he going to climb the ladder as an individual superstar? If he loses, sure, he's still great. Sure, he's still arguably the best player in the world. But, you know, he's just there with the top pack. You know, Durant and Embiid. And they're all kind of jammed together with Kawhi. Or with Giannis. All right.
Number three,
I got my man, Joel Embiid, speaking
wow.
of him.
Wow.
Embiid, look, everybody talking about Harden, and we just talked about him. Embiid hadn't exactly been Michael Jordan in the clutch either. All right, Embiid, you know, all those, think of those previous playoff losses, Boston, where Philly would outplay him the whole game, and then down the stretch when it gets tight, Philly can't deliver. Well, Embiid was on the floor. It wasn't just Ben Simmons. It was Embiid as well. And I can point to a few moments this regular season when he didn't deliver. So Harden will get the bulk of the criticism. Doc Rivers will get plenty and might lose his job. But we're going to look at Joel Embiid sideways, too, if they go out early.
Number two.
Chris Paul, CP3.
Wow.
Look, he's 37 years old, 17 season. How many more chances is he going to get? They're the best team in the league. Offense, defense, best record. He played great. Got to deliver. Some of those reasons he don't have a championship. Injuries to him. Bad play, uncharacteristic, untimely turnovers and bad shots and misses. So Chris Paul got to deliver.
Number one.
James Harden, you know it. We talked about him earlier. All right, yay. Reputation for shrinking in the big moments. Wants a $250 million contract extension. Quit on his last two teams. He can erase it all with a big postseason. Or he can solidify that as his reputation for the next offseason if he don't get it done. Rob, those are your five.
I like fabulous. Them. All five of them, very good. And happy Easter to all, Chris Broussard.
Yes, happy Easter, everybody. Rob, have a great time in Vegas. And we'll catch you guys next week. Peace!
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.